The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is James Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Man, it's like so much has happened in such a short amount of time. Even the last month of 2020 was so jam-packed with so many things going on, especially exciting things in regards to God's word and will for our lives. And now we look at even just the beginning of January, and so much has already happened. Just looking at everything as it goes, you can really tell that something big is about to happen, something massive, and I just can't wait to see how God acts and moves throughout this year. So, in the spirit of looking forward at what God is doing, I would like to draw us back to last Sunday's service and a clip from it. In this clip, Pastor Chris talks a lot about how much the impact of one person can have when it comes to following his instruction and his calling. And in this, she uses the example of David when it comes to Goliath. And I find it very fascinating to look at how big an obstacle David had to face in that situation, yet how fearless he was because he put all of his trust and all of his faith in the promise God had already given him. So as we move forward toward this year, no matter how insurmountable, no matter how big and crazy the obstacles and the hardships that we must face as we look at them, no matter how big they seem, we need to remember to put our faith in God and move forward, because only He knows truly what the outcome is, and we know that the outcome through God is victory. So, with that in mind, let us take a listen to the message that Pastor Chris has for us.
So each and every one of you received a wonderful impartation. As a congregation, as a body of Christ, and for your country. Many times it seems that our prophecy, if you're going to look at it seriously, and the plan of God in our lives, once it's released, they can be overwhelming. Actually, they're all overwhelming. Because why? Because the love of God is overwhelming. He is love. So let me show you some example on how important you are and that you yourself can make a difference, okay? Well, going back to 1 Samuel 17, starting with verse 4. It is important for us to pay attention. For about 3 months, consistently, the Spirit of the Lord is reminding us about 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And now, God is going to remind us again about David and Goliath. So in 1 Samuel 17, verse 4, a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze weighing 5,000 shekels. I checked and researched, what is the weight of 5,000 shekels? That is just his armor and his weapon. It's 1,134.74 pounds. or 514.7 kilos. Do you think it can be intimidating to a 16-year-old boy named David? I want you that if you are overwhelmed or intimidated by the prophecies released to you, which is more intimidating, for you to face a Goliath, 1,134 pounds? It's equal to about 10 people. But some researchers, they estimated that Goliath armor and weapons weigh 60 tons. How much is the weight of a compact car? About 6 tons? So the weight is equivalent to 10 cars. And one rabbi insisted that it's 120 tons. I want you to picture of this because a lot of times we operate in unbelief because we're trying to figure out how God is going to bring it about. Am I correct? And sometimes we assume things. God is going to give you mention. And then you said, oh, I wonder how much is the property tax that I have to pay. You understand what I'm saying? So God cannot bring it about because we face the challenges instead of the reality on who God is. So because I was thinking, and it's like, God, everybody knew about David and Goliath. And said, you have to focus on how intimidating Goliath was, that the entire army of Israel were afraid. And he had the goal for 40 days. He'll come out and said, hey, come fight with me. If I lose, I'll serve you. But if I win, the entire nation will serve me, will serve the Philistines, will serve their God. That is what we're facing right now as a nation, isn't it? So I don't want you guys to be intimidated. I want you to focus on who God is. So now you understand how intimidating the situation is, how impossible. It's a no-win situation. And they've been tormented for 40 days. They knew that they're losing hope. So in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 33, Saul replied, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth. In other words, Saul was trying to tell him, how could you? You cannot even reach. That's how tall he was, over 9 feet tall. Verse 36 and 37, this is David. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. They're not the armies of Israel. They're the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. What is important for all of us to understand is this is the season now that when we minister, when we preach, not because we read about it, not because we heard about it, but because we walked it. Because that is a confidence that can never be shaken. And that was the confidence of David. Because he said, hey, the lion, and said, with my bare hands, and the bear. The bear is heavy too. But with my bare hands, because the Lord was with me. So he had those experiences. He did not hear about them. He walked it through. This is what I've been trying to get to all of you, whether in training and in my prayer, that you will be able to experience and taste God, that there won't be any shadow of doubt in your mind that you are special and you can make a difference. Okay? So look at this mindset of David, down to verse 45. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Okay, now let's go back to 2021. What did the Lord did before he was taken to heaven? "All power and authority have been given to me by my Father. And this is your instruction. Go and preach the gospel of good news and make disciples, and I will be with you. Even to the ends of the earth, I will never leave you." And at the same time, in Mark chapter 16, he said that in my name, it might say, "I have given you my name, and in that name you'll cast out devils, you will lay hands on the sick, you will even drink poison. As long as you are in my perfect will, no one can harm you." That is the translation. So here, David knew. Why did he say that he came in the name of the Lord? He was anointed as a king to replace Saul. So it has not manifested yet. And he knew that God is faithful. So it doesn't matter if there are 100 Goliaths out there, he's not going to die. He's not going to be defeated because he was not king yet. So with you, if you just keep control over your mouth, you're not going to die before your time, until everything is manifested, because God wants you to be victorious. I'll never forget, I was talking to God. I said I wanted to have a corner office. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but if you are in a corporate world, if you have the corner office, it means to say you have made it. So I got a corner office, and I was about ready to receive the biggest salary increase in my lifetime. And the Lord said that now, everything that your heart's desire manifested, you have the corner office. Now you step down. No, I want you to listen to me. For those that kept on saying, "Well, I just cannot keep jobs because I don't feel like working because I'll be in a full-time ministry," wrong. The Lord is going to move you and promote you once it manifested where you're at. Are you getting this? Where did David encounter the lion and the bear? Out there when he was smelling like his animals that he's taking care of. Not in the palace. In the battlefield, where he was sent. After he was anointed, his own family. And it says, and the Spirit of the Lord was with David from that time on. And his own family, they look at him and say, no. Traditionally, David is the least of all the families. It's the firstborn son who's going to take the helm. So they cannot compute that. So a lot of people, they cannot compute why God chose you. Even you yourself, you cannot understand why God chose you sometimes. This is the mindset of David. Because as soon as he got anointed, his mindset from a normal boy or to a shepherd boy into a ruler and a king. That is the mindset that each and every one of us has to transition in 2021.
So that's the end of the clip. Now that's quite the story and quite the thing that we really need to focus on, especially as we begin this new year. It is important to reflect back on all the promises that have been made over this last year and all the promises God has made for us in our lives and the commitments and the instructions He has given us. There are so many things happening right now, and it's very easy to get lost in all the chaos, all the news, all the reports, as well as all the day-to-day troubles of just doing our work, paying our bills, and everything else, that we can easily forget to pay attention to the promises God has made. And this year, especially with so many things happening, there's so much happening, we really need to focus on God's plan so we can be a part of the great change and the great move across this country. So with that, we need to make sure not to be intimidated by the details of the situation, not to be intimidated by what we face as obstacles in every aspect. Because a lot of times we tend to focus on the details. For example, the details within our current situation. Oh, I have to pay these bills. Oh, I have to make sure I keep working on this and that. I don't have time for this sort of thing. Or maybe we're focusing on all the details, all the news happening in this country. Oh my gosh, look at what our lawmen are doing. Look at what our elected officials have done. This can't stand. This is terrible. All this news is constantly flooding our minds. And it tends to clutter up, especially with all the negative news that's been happening lately. Even this month, there's been so much that has happened. Of course, don't ignore what's happening in the country. It's important to understand, but don't let it cloud what God has promised you. Don't let it distract you from His instructions. We need to grab hold of what He has given us and run with it. And we especially don't want to get distracted by the details of the what ifs, like, oh, what if I fail? Or what if it doesn't work out the way I planned? Or what if this? What if that? It's very easy to get stuck on hypotheticals because the future can be daunting. We don't know what's going to happen. And that's why it is important to put our trust in God. Because in a way, we kind of do understand what's going to happen through God's plan. For looking at David, David knew he wasn't going to die to Goliath because God had promised and anointed him the next king over Israel. So he knew at some point in his life, he was going to become the king to take over from Saul. And through him, he would greatly propel the nation of Israel forward. So with that knowledge, he knew, of course, if I were to face Goliath and defeat this adversary, I would not die in the process. I will come out victorious, because he knew the end result for him was victory, because God had more in store for him. So don't focus on the future what ifs. Don't focus on the hypotheticals. When we focus on God's promise, we can understand what the future is going to be. And that puts peace into our hearts because we know what's going to happen. So break past those intimidating details and those obstacles and move forward. Remember, God manifests His promises and His will in our lives within our current situation. God knows what you're going through. God knows the hardships and the problems you're working on right now. And so He gives you instructions and promises that fit in line with what you can currently handle. At the same time, God looks at the heart. And because God looks at the heart, He knows what you can handle, what your motivations are, and so on. So, hold true to His promise. We need to, now more than ever, focus on God. Focusing on God is one of the hardest things sometimes for people to do, solely because they get so bogged down in the world. So bogged down in the day-to-day life, so bogged down in the distractions that plague everything. Even me, I tend to struggle with the distractions that surround me on a regular basis, especially as I transition to working from home instead of going to my workplace every day. Working from home ended up having more distractions than I thought it would. And so I had to remember to focus. Focus on the task at hand, focus on God's plan, and meditate on that. Always make time to pray. It is not hard to pray. You can do it in the car. You can do it in the shower. You can do it before and after you go to bed. We should be in that prayer mindset and remember to listen. Like, God, what is it that you are doing now? What do you want me to do right now? That alone will help us out. So despite all of the chaos going on in America, despite all the chaos going on in your life, focusing on that will help put you at peace with what is happening and help propel you forward into God's plan for you. So what I want you guys to do is I want you to set aside some time and think back and pray, what is it that God has promised you? What is it that God has promised you? What have been His instructions for you in your life and for this year and last year? Grab hold of that. Make that your New Year resolution to complete. Focus on God's plan. Because through God's plan, you will reach where He wants you to be. It'll improve your life overall. Amen? So, Father God, I thank you for this message you have given us today. I thank you that we will take it to heart and that this year we will start off strong. We will move forward. We will hold our head up high and completely focus everything on you. You are the author and creator. You are our guide. And it is through you that the impossible becomes possible, for we can do all things through you. We thank you, God, that we will grab hold of your promises, and we call into remembrance anything that we have forgotten. And Father God, we also pray for our elected officials. We pray for this country. Then we pray that your will be done. We always know that the outcome is victory through you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if you would like to join us in our Sunday services, we live stream at 10:30 a.m. as well as our Wednesday evening services at 7 p.m. We have been making great strides to better improve the overall streaming quality for everyone, and we upload it every time on YouTube and on SOGMI.org. So if you ever want to join us through live streaming, or if you want to watch one of our past services or broadcasts, you can do so by finding us on YouTube at SOGMI or by going to SOGMI.org. Also, don't forget that this radio broadcast is on podcast. You can find us on Spotify, on Google Play, on iTunes, as well as on our website, sogmi.org. Don't forget as well that if you would like to sow a seed to this ministry or this radio program, you can do so at our website. You can do so by going to sogmi.org and clicking the Donate tab. This broadcast, as well as this ministry, cannot be possible without listeners like you. Thank you once again. This has been James Sasso for the prophetic voice of our time with Sons of God Ministries International, filling in for Pastor Chris. Thank you, and God bless you. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.